愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone. 啊，
请我们来看以赛亚书第二章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 2.
啊，以赛亚书的第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2.
第二节
Verse 2. Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it.
在以赛亚书里面我们可以看到救主的国度一个模式存在里面。
So we see that the plan of the kingdom of the Messiah is already laid out in the book of Isaiah.
主耶稣来到世界，这个救主的国度就被建立。
And so when Jesus came, then this kingdom was established.
所以我们从以赛亚书的预言来了解这个救主的国度实现将会是怎么一回事。
So from the book of Isaiah, we can come to understand what the kingdom will be like.
这里讲神殿的山要坚立超乎诸山，高过万里。
This mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted above the hills, on the top of the mountains.
这个神殿的山就是教会。
This mountain of the Lord's house, this Lord's house refers to the church.
那教会会被坚立。
And it will be established.
为什么？因为这是神的殿。
Because it is the temple of the Lord.
所以有时候我们看教会虽然很软弱但是神是会保守。建立这个教会。
So even though the church seems to be weak, but it will be protected and established by the Lord.
如果以社会的标准来讲，有时候用社会标准来看，可能教会早就不存在了。
If according to the standards of the society, perhaps long ago this church would not have existed.
但是因为神在建立保守，所以一直持续下去。
But because of the protection of God, this church continues to exist.
这里讲神的殿的山要超乎诸山，它的一个很重要的特色就是它很高。
And one of the characteristics of this temple is that it is very high.
圣经说神的意念高过人的意念。
The thoughts of God are higher than that of man.
好像天跟地一样的不同。
It is as different as the heavens are above the earth.
所以这个神殿的高就是建筑在神的意念上。
So the height of this Lord's house is as high as the thoughts of God.
那神的意念就是圣经。
And so the thoughts of God is the Bible.
所以回归圣经，我们的教会才能够保持属灵的高度。
So when we return to the Bible, then the church can continue on the height of the standard of the Lord.
但是教会这一群人，主耶稣又说不能离开世界。
But these people that God purchased, he said that we should not leave the world.
但是在这个世界又不能够又要让他这个。很高这个就是一个挑战。
And yet we have to be very high, so this is our challenge.
所以我们教会要坚守我们的原则。
So our church has to keep hold on to our principles.
因为文化对教会的影响这个我们要非常谨慎。
We have to be very careful of how the culture influences our church.
在以赛亚的在以利亚的世代
，During the time of Elijah，
所有周围的人都拜偶像。
Everybody worship idols.
所以那个世代的信仰流失了。
And therefore, the faith of the member of the people at that time was lost.
为什么跟着去拜偶像
？Because they followed everyone else in idolatry.
所以神就兴起以利亚要把他们带回来。
Therefore, God rose up Elijah to turn them back.
以利亚一直告诉他们，如果你们拜的神不是真神，那你就去拜偶像吧。
And so Elijah told them, if the God that you worship is not the true God, then go worship idols.
那如果偶像不是真神，那你就回归真神。
But if the idols are not the true God, then turn back to God.
众民一言不答。
But the people answered not a word.
因为做选择是痛苦的。
Because making a decision is painful.
他宁可脚踏两只船。
They would rather choose both of them.
因为他拜独一真神，他就会被当时文化孤立。
Because if they chose to worship the one true God, then they would be isolated from the rest of the people.
但是如果他全部投向那个文化，他知道会受咒诅。
But they knew also that if they completely invested themselves in the culture, then they would be cursed.
所以最好的生活方式就是脚踏两只船。
So they thought that the best lifestyle was to do both at the same time.
这个叫做妥协。
This is called compromise.
在世界上啊，这是政治的一种艺术。
And this is a political art.
啊，但是在信仰上，这个不能够取悦神。
But this is not something that can please God.
哦，我们在美国的历史里面
，In the history of the United States，
可以看到信仰对美国的影响。
We can see the influence of faith on the establishment of the nation.
啊，如果我们拿开钱来看啊。我们信靠神。
If we look at a dollar bill, it says, "In God we trust."
哦，我们再看美国总统宣誓要手按圣经。
And when we see the inauguration of the president, he has to swear by the Bible.
我们再看美国的宪法里面有神这一个字。
And if we look at the law, it also mentions God.
哦，所以这个国家开始啊，这个神是影响很大的。
And so we see how God greatly influenced the establishment of this country.
哦，但是现在啊，基督教一直在。
But we see how Christianity is declining.
可见这个文化越来越不适合人过信仰生活。
Which shows that this culture does not support a Christian lifestyle anymore.
因此啊，我们要坚守原则，要把教会建在高山上。
Therefore, we need to keep hold of our principles and have this church be established on the top of the mountains.
在属地的生活，过属天的原则。
Although we live in the world, but we have the principles of heaven.
这要很大的决心。
This requires determination.
好，那这个第二节哈，在讲啊，万民要流归这个山。
And verse 2, it also says that all nations shall flow to it.
那接下去，来吧，我们登神的山。
And people will say, "Come and let us go up to the mountain."
登神的山，这是一种努力。
Going up the mountain requires effort.
那如果这个山是神的殿。
And if this mountain is the temple of God,
在新约圣经就是神的国。
Then in the New Testament, it also refers to the kingdom of God.
所以登神的山就是追求神的国。
So, going up the mountain means seeking the kingdom of God.
所以追求神的国、神的义是什么意思？
So what does it mean to seek after the kingdom and righteousness of God?
就是登上神的山。
It means that we go up the mountain.
我们从平地开始。
We start on plain, on the plain.
越爬越高。
But we rise up higher and higher.
所以我们的想法越来离圣经越近。
And so our concepts are closer and closer to the Bible.
我们想法也跟世界的文化越来越有差别。
And we are more and more different from the world.
这个差别就是我们信仰的成长。
And this difference marks the growth of our spirituality.
这个差别就是我们跟神的距离接近。
And this difference also marks the how we are drawn closer to God.
如果我们活在这个世界，
If we live in this world,
我们的想法，我们的价值观跟世界一样。
And our standards and our concepts are all of this world.
虽然我们已经受洗。
Then even though we have been baptized,
我们还没有爬到这个山上。
We have not climbed up this mountain yet.
我们的信仰还是在山下。
Our faith still remains on the ground.
我们还记得。
We still remember.
主耶稣在遍帽山上，容貌放光，衣服洁白。
That when Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration, his garments were white.
为什么要在遍帽山？
And why was it on the Mount of Transfiguration?
在属灵上来说，
Spiritually speaking,
当我们对神要有很清楚的体验跟认识，我们要离开这个世界。
If we want to have a clear understanding of God, then we need to leave this world.
不是肉体的离开，是我们的心要渐渐往上爬。
It is not a physical leaving this world, but that our heart needs to keep going up this mountain.
所以先求神的国，就是在爬登上神的山。
So seeking first the kingdom of God means to climb up this mountain.
那训诲会出自锡安。
Then the truth will come out of out of Mount Zion.
好，我们现在来看十一章。
Let's look at chapter 11.
以赛亚书的十一章。
Isaiah chapter 11.
以赛亚书十一章。
Isaiah 11.
第六节。
Verse 6. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them.
17节。
7. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young one shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox.
8.
The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den.
9.
They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
如果我们从第六节来读，豺狼跟绵羊同居。
The wolf shall dwell with the lamb.
豹子与山羊同卧。
The leopard with the goat.
豺狼跟绵羊在一起早就被绵羊咬掉了。
If the wolf was with the lamb, then the lamb would have died long ago.
那豹子跟山羊同卧，那这个山羊早被豹子吃掉了。
And likewise, the young goat would have been devoured by the leopard.
那少壮的狮子与牛犊。 肥畜同群，那也被狮子吃掉了。
And the calf would have been eaten by the young lion.
那这在讲什么？
So what is this talking about?
第九节。
Verse 9.
在我的圣山片处，这一切都不伤人不害物。
They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain.
这个圣山就是教会。
This holy mountain refers to the church.
所以当这个救主国度实现的时候。
So when the kingdom of the Messiah appears.
这个教会里面有一幅图画。
There is a picture.
就是每一样不同个性的人都可以和睦相处。
Meaning that people of different personalities can be at peace with one another.
有人还没有信主一样像豺狼。
Some people before they come to believe are just like a wolf.
有的像绵羊。
Some are like a lamb.
有的像豹子。
Some are like a leopard.
有的像狮子。
Some like a young lion.
有的像牛。
Some like calves.
有的像绵羊。
Others like young goats.
每个人个性都不一样。
So everyone has a different personality.
但是现在进到神的山。
But now that we are on the mountain of the Lord.
这些都不互相伤害。
They shall not hurt each other.
因为个性会改变。
Because personalities will change.
然后第八节。
Verse 8.
吃奶的孩子必玩耍在毒蛇的洞口。
The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole.
那断奶的婴儿必按手在毒蛇的穴上。
The weaned child should put his hand on the viper's den.
这个毒蛇有的时候你没有压到它，你只要靠近它，它感觉到受威胁，它就咬人了。
And so for a viper, if you provoke it, then it will bite you.
所以约翰在讲毒蛇的种类。
And so John the Baptist said you are a brood of vipers.
这个就是代表还没有洗礼的人。
This represents those who are not yet baptized.
那洗礼以后就是要悔改。
But after you're baptized, then that means that you have repented.
把那个罪洗干净。
That your sins are washed away.
把那个罪性拔出来。
You have removed this sinful nature.
那这样孩子就可以在毒蛇的洞口玩耍。
Then the weaned child can play by the viper's den.
那这里在第六节。
Verse 6.
小孩子要牵引他们。A
little child shall lead them.
小孩子要牵引狮子，这怎么可能呢？
How is it possible for a little child to lead the young lion?
所以在神的国里面。
So in the kingdom of God.
圣经说要彼此顺服。
It says that we need to submit to one another.
那个小小的小孩子，如果他讲的话是合神的话，我们要听。
So even if a little child speaks the word of God, then we need to listen to that.
不是传统教导的小孩子，什么有耳无。 有口有耳无口，不只能听不能讲。
So it's not the traditional concept of the child only listens and does not speak.
不错，我们要尊重年老的。
It's true that we need to respect the elders.
但是当我们提到一些原则。
But when we speak of principles.
虽然年纪很轻，他讲的是合神旨意，我们要顺服。
Even though they may be young, but if they speak the principles of God, then we need to listen.
那这样整个教会就非常的和睦。
Then the church will be in harmony.
那这个和睦的根源是什么？
What is the source of this harmony?
和睦的根源就是第九节。
Verse 9.
最后，因为认识神的知识要充满遍地。
For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord.
所以认识神的知识，这是关键。
So the key is the knowledge of the Lord.
我们以世界上来说。
If we speak according to the world.
什么叫做文明？
What does it mean to be cultured?
文明跟知识一定有关系。
Being cultured has everything to do with being knowledgeable.
我记得有一个报道，在写这个日本那个苏阿米那个。 海啸发生以后,
so I read once an article regarding the tsunami in Japan.
他就发现日本这个民族非常有秩序。
And this writer found out that the Japanese are very orderly.
很多人在排要进入地铁里面。
And there are many people waiting to enter the subway.
没有争先恐后，就是一条线这样一直排得很长。
They did not push one another, but they were lined up very neatly.
那我们在现在我不知道在几 差不多十几年前了，二十年前。
About 20 some years ago.
有的信徒到日本去参观光，他发现进到地铁，每个人都在读书。
Some of our members visited Japan, they saw that everyone was reading in the subway.
凡是比较先进的书一进去不要两个月就翻成日文。
And so, all of the best-selling books would be translated into Japanese within a couple of months.
所以人的知识一直在增加人就变成越来越文明。
And so, as knowledge increases, then people become more cultured.
那这个是世界的。
So this is the world.
那我们现在讲属灵。
If we speak of the spiritual realm.
如果我们对神越来认识越清楚。
The more we know of God.
每一个人的观念都是跟神的想法一样。
And if everyone's concepts are the same as with God.
就很容易沟通
Then it's easy to communicate.
我们就很容易了解神要我们做什么。
It's easy to understand what God wants us to do.
那这样的话，整个教会就很融洽。
Then that means that the entire church will work well with one another.
所以这个教会合一的基础就是在神的话有共同的了解。
So the unity of the church is based upon the understanding of the truth of God.
我曾经去过一个地方。
I once visited a place.
那这个教会是移民所组成的。
And the church was established by many immigrants.
那个教务负责说，刚刚来的时候连查经都有问题。
And the council member said at the very beginning, even Bible studies posed a problem.
查到亚伯兰奉献独生子，有的时候这是不可能的。
When they read to Abraham offering his only son, they said this is impossible.
神怎么会叫人献独生子呢
？How would God tell somebody to offer their only son.
那提到奉献十一捐。
And then when they talked about tithes.
每个观念都不一样。
Everybody had a different concept.
所以很难在教会里面融洽。
So it was hard to get along.
后来他们就请联总每年派人去开圣经讲习会。
So they decided to send workers from the IA to them to establish Bible seminars.
然后推行祷告。
And also for prayer sessions.
他提到有一个弟兄第一次被安排领会。
There was a brother who was assigned for delivering a sermon for the first time.
那就是领家庭聚会。
And it was for a family service.
因为他很紧张
Because he was very nervous.
所以第一次祷告忘记按铃。
So the first time they prayed, he forgot to ring the bell.
我们想想看，我们的家庭聚会如果忘记按铃，可以祷告多久
？So how long can you pray if you are at a family service and the leader forgets to ring the bell?
那个教务说忘记按铃，祷告了半个钟头。
So the council member said because he forgot to ring the bell, they prayed for 30 minutes at the beginning.
就是这样，很有系统的去明白神的话。
And so they used the system to understand the word of God.
再来很深入的祷告。
And then they prayed in depth.
就发现这个教会改变，越来越融洽。
And they discovered that the church was more and more in unity.
所以安息日有时候是从早上到下午。
And sometimes the for the Sabbath services from morning to afternoon.
下午聚完会都清扫完了，大家打乒乓在那里团契。
After they would clean, then they would play ping pong at the church.
那团契完再吃晚餐才回去。
And then after fellowship and having a meal together, then they would go home.
教会真的是一个大家庭。
So the church became a family.
所以教会这个合一不是用妥协的。
So having unity in the church is not based on compromise.
是我们不断的去认识神。
But it's through understanding God unceasingly.
不断的往上爬。
It's continuing to climb upward.
当我们每一个人到神的面前的时候，就合一了。
When everyone comes before the presence of God, then we are one.
其实这个也是家庭的一个原则。
And this is also the principle in the family.
如果家庭每一个人都在追求。
If everyone in the family is seeking after God.
追求神的国跟神的义。
Seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness.
那这个家庭已经提升到神的面前了。
Then this entire family it has elevated before God.
这个家庭是合一的。
Then this family is one.
所以这个是根本。
So this is the basis.
这个是生活的重点。
And this is the main point and focus of the life.
如果这个根本重点没有抓住。
If you don't grasp hold of the key points.
全家把赚钱然后开始生活水准一直提高以这个做方向。
If the entire family focuses on making more money and elevating the standard of life.
这个是社会的文化。
This is the culture of the society.
不是不能赚钱。
It's not that you can't make money.
是我们把赚钱跟追求神的国的神的义，这个前后是怎么摆的？
But it's that your priorities between making money and seeking first his kingdom are mixed up.
我正在想一件事情。
I was thinking of one thing.
有时候我们在要申请 credit card， 你要签的时候，下面都有一堆小字。
When you are signing up for a credit card, there's a lot of there's a long list of things that you need to read before you sign.
很小的小字。
And they're in the small letters.
诸位有没有想过那里面写什么？
Have you ever thought of what it says?
但是我们在公司里面上 contract 的时候。
But when you're in the company and you're signing a contract,
他可能年薪给你十万。
Perhaps they give you $100,000.
大概里面有一个小字。
And then there's small letters at the end.
就是包括你的健康，你没有看到。
It just it says it includes your health, but you don't see it.
只是看到小字。
So you don't see the small words at the end.
另外一个公司给你十五万。
Or another company offers you $150,000. And another small words at the end.
包括你的信仰。
It includes your faith.
那第三个公司给你二十万。
And then the third company gives you $200,000.
它有第三行小字。
And then there's another thing added at the bottom.
包括你的家庭。
It includes giving up your family.
所以我们只看到那个数目。
So you only see the numbers.
我们忘记了下面有那个小字。
But we forget the things at the bottom of the contract.
你就看。Contract 就 sign 了，就上班了。
And so you sign the contract and you go to work.
但是那个小子忘记看到了。
But you didn't see the words at the bottom.
所以我们在这个信仰的生活上。
So in our life of faith.
家庭的和睦。
The harmony within the family.
我们本身的信仰的建立。
The establishment of our faith.
实在是最重要。
Is the most important.
所以认识神的知识增加。
So when we increase in the knowledge of God.
神的圣山就会充满着和睦。
Then on the mountain of the Lord shall be full of harmony.
我们现在来看以赛亚书三十五章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 35.
以赛亚书的三十五章。
Isaiah 35.
35章的第一节。
First one. The wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose.
第二节。
2. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The joy of Lebanon shall be given to it, the excellence of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God.
这里讲第一个就讲旷野跟干旱之地。
And speaks of the wilderness and the wasteland.
这个旷野就是没有水没有生物。
The wilderness has nothing. There is no vegetation or water.
所以很显然这个旷野不能够带给我们什么。
Which means that it cannot provide us anything.
所以以色列百姓走旷野，圣经形容叫做大而可怕的旷野。
So when the Bible describes the Israelites walking in the wilderness, it says that it was a great and terrible wilderness.
那这个旷野跟干旱之地如果我们仔细看他要欢喜。
And it shall rejoice.
要快乐。
And blossom. And be glad.
如果到第二节。
Verse 2.
要乐上加乐。
Rejoice.
那所以这是一个很大的改变。
So this is a huge change.
为什么会有改变？
Why is there a change?
如果我们看第一节
Verse 1.
又像玫瑰开花。
And shall blossom as the rose.
第二节，开花繁盛。
And it shall blossom abundantly.
然后到第二节的下半。
And then, latter part of verse 2.
黎巴嫩的荣耀并加伦沙伦的华美。要在这里必赐给他。
The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the excellence of Carmel and Sharon.
然后到第二节下面人必看见神的荣耀，我们神的华美。
They shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellency of our God.
到底这个旷野是什么？
So what is this desert?
我们每个人的心还没有信主以前像旷野。
Before we believed in God, our hearts were a desert.
所以没有信主以前如果我们都集合在一起，这一群人有什么可以？可爱的地方。
So if we all gather together before we believe in Jesus Christ, what good would it be.
那今天我们人接受了信仰。
But now that we have accepted this faith,
现在就有一种属灵的成长跟改变。
Then there's a spiritual growth and change.
所以我们每一个人有神的话进到里面。
So now we have the word of God coming into us.
那这个神的话会在我们里面，在里面成长。
And it shall grow within us.
所以一个人成长以后，就好像玫瑰在开花。
And once somebody is growing, they become like a blossoming rose.
那这个神的话里面有神的生命。
The word of God has carries life.
所以这个神话继续成长，就看见神的荣耀和神的华美。
So, as it continues to grow, you see the glory and excellence of the Lord.
所以教会的荣耀是什么？
What is the glory of the church?
这个非常重要。
This is very important.
教会的荣耀不是建筑物。
The glory of the church is not the building.
当然有好的会堂，这也值得感谢神。
Of course, if you have a beautiful chapel, that is something to thank God for.
教会的荣耀也不是里面有什么社会的名流。
And the glory of the church is not having some famous people in the church.
那教会的荣耀是什么？
So what is the glory of the Lord?
我们来看撒加利亚书。
Let's turn to Zechariah.
撒加利亚书的第二章
Chapter 2
第二章的第五节
Verse 5 For I, says the Lord, will be a wall of fire all around her, and I will be the glory in her midst.
这个地方讲，我要做耶路撒冷四围的火墙，便做其中的荣耀。
So the Lord says, I will be a wall of fire around her.
这个耶路撒冷就指的教会。
Jerusalem refers to the church.
神要做教会的荣耀。
So the Lord will be the glory of the church.
所以一个有神很明显同在的教会，那个地方就充满着荣耀。
So when a church is filled with the abundance of God, then that church is filled with glory.
这个就是我们教会追求的方向。
And this is the pursuit of our church.
怎么让教会里面充有神的同在？
How can we have the abundance of God?
因此有时候我们在地方教会在开职务会。
Sometimes we're holding council meetings in the church.
大部分的时间都是在讨论行政问题。
Most of the time we're discussing administrative things.
其实行政是在支持教牧。
And it's actually just a support for the ministry.
行政不是我们教会的重点。
And the administration is not the center of the church.
教会的重点是教牧。
The religious affairs is the center of the church.
那这个教牧的重点到最后就是要让更多人认识神。
And so the main point of the ministry is for everyone to know God.
再来就是怎么提升我们的灵性，让神与我们同在。
And also to elevate our spirituality so that the Lord can be with us.
那这个教会就充满着荣耀跟荣美。
And then the church will be full of the glory and the beauty of God.
那虽然我们是一群算不了什么的人，
Even though we are a group of people that really amount to nothing，
但是这个教会可以吸引人。
But this church can attract people。
这个教会吸引人不是因为人，是因为神在这里。
We attract people not because of the people itself, but because we have God。
他可以感受神在这里，可以体验到神在这里。
Other people can feel that God is here。
他可以看到神的荣美在每一个信徒的身上。
The people can see that there is the glory and beauty of God in every one of the people here.
我们看诗篇的九十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 90.
诗篇的九十篇。
Psalm 90.
十七节。
Verse 17.
请。诗篇九十篇十七节。
Psalm 90, verse 17. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
这里说，愿神的荣美归到我们身上。
Let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us.
这个神的荣美是什么？
What is the beauty of the Lord?
神的荣美就是神的性情完全充满。
The beauty of the Lord is the essence and the divine nature of God fully established in us.
也就是神的形象。
Which is the image of God.
也就是主耶稣的样式。
Which is the image of Jesus Christ.
好，所以我们回到以赛亚书三十五篇。
If we turn back to Isaiah 35.
看见神的荣耀，我们神的华美。
And to see the excellence and the glory of the Lord.
在这个圣山上，今天就是指着教会。
And seeing this on the Mountain of God, which is the church.
所以教会是充满万有者所充满的。
So the church is the fullness of God who fills all in all.
充满万有就是神。
And this is God.
所以教会是基督的身体。
So the church is the body of Christ.
我们的追求方向就是要有神的同在。
So our pursuit is to have the abidance of God.
好，那我们继续看三十五章。
And then in chapter 35.
如果我们读下去，我们看到很多让人觉得非常喜悦的事情。
If we continue reading, we'll read of many things that make us very pleased.
第三节。
Verse 3. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees.
第四节。
4. Say to those who are fearful-hearted, Be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you.
这里讲要刚强，不要害怕。
And be strong, do not fear.
在信仰生活，不要害怕。
Don't fear in your spiritual life.
为什么？
Why?
因为神在这里。
Because God is with you.
神会保守，神会带领。
God will guide you and help you.
那最后一句话，神会拯救。
And God will save you.
所以教会在教会里面我们不需要害怕。
So we don't need to be afraid in the church.
那第五节。
Verse 5. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped.
这里讲瞎子的眼睛被睁开。
The eyes of the blind shall be opened.
我们还没有加入教会以前。
Before we came to church.
我们是凭眼见。
We walked by sight.
跟世人一样。
We were just like the people in the world.
那信了主耶稣以后。
And then after we believe in Jesus.
我们是凭信心。
Then we walk by faith.
我们有属灵的眼睛看到肉眼看不到的灵界。
We have spiritual eyesight to see things that the physical eyes cannot see.
所以有时候我们看一个人的生活讲来讲去范围不广就是家庭工作。
If you analyze a person's life, the boundaries are not very far. You can just have your work and your family.
然后到那里玩一玩。
And then you go somewhere to play.
但是信了耶稣以后，家庭工作教会。
But then after you believe in Christ, it is work, family, and church.
一辈子就这三个地方在打转。
And then you just revolve around these three things.
这个是物质世界
This is the physical world.
但是在灵界里面，我们一进入教会里面。
But in the spiritual realm, when we enter into church,
我们就进到灵界里面。
We've entered into a spiritual realm.
灵界是无限的。
And the spiritual realm is limitless.
从今生到永远。
It's from now until forever.
从地上到天国。
From the earth to heaven,
忽然间我们生活的领域扩大了。
So all of a sudden, our spiritual realm has expanded.
这真的是太美好了。
This is too wonderful.
所以瞎眼的得看见。
So the eyes of the blind shall be opened.
因此如果信仰真的有去追求，真的有认识神。
If you are truly pursuing after God.
因为发现如果把神拿掉，我今天活不下去了。
Then if God is no longer in your life, then you can't live anymore.
因为如果把神活掉，我又从那个灵界掉回到物质界。
Because if God is no more, then I will drop from the spiritual realm into the physical realm.
那人生在这个两个地方绕到最后就死了，这个时候要做什么？
So what's the point of just being going from one point to another all the days of my life?
所以瞎眼眼睛要得开。
So your eyes shall be opened.
下面聋子的耳朵要开通。
And then the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped.
这个不是肉体的，本来你听不到，来到教会祷告，可能神开你的耳朵，这也有可能的，但不是最重要，不是那个意思。
So this deafness is not referring to physical deafness, although it could happen.
本来神的话怎么听都听不懂。
Because it is meaning that we couldn't understand the word of God.
这个就是聋子啊。
So this is a deaf person.
现在来教会。
But now you have come to church.
特别祷告得到圣灵。
And you have prayed it for the Holy Spirit and received it.
神给我们属灵的领悟力。
And the Lord has given a spiritual understanding.
听就通了。
So when you hear something, you understand it.
那通了以后，你就发现，这个神的话太美妙了。
So when you understand it, then you realize how wonderful it is.
这是真理，这是很宝贵的。
This is the truth and it's so precious.
这个世界上啊，买不到的。
This is something that cannot be purchased in the world.
有时候一个很有学问的人演讲，你要买票去听他讲。
When somebody really famous speaks, then you have to buy a ticket.
但是我们在教会听这个真理是不需要钱的。
But for the church, when you listen to the truth, it is free.
所以耳朵开通啊。听道理是一种享受。
So when your ears are opened, listening to the truth is a kind of enjoyment.
耳朵如果没有开通哦，听道理有时候很痛苦。他讲什么，我真的听不懂。
If your ears are not open, then sitting and listening to a sermon is painful.
所以有时候我们听一些信徒说，我到网上去听道理哦，一篇道理听了两三遍。
And some members say I go online and listen to a sermon two or three times.
那有时候聚会慢了一点，他回去要去听听看教会那个录音放在哪，他要去听，可能那一次道理啊，有什么地方我错失了。
And then sometimes they say, if I'm late to church and I miss a part of the sermon, then I have to go home and look for the recording so I can see what I missed.
这个差别就是有的耳朵有通，有的耳朵没有通。
So the difference is some people's ears are stopped and others are not.
好，那接下去啊，那第六节。
Verse 6.
啊，瘸子要跳跃像鹿。
The lame shall leap like a deer.
这个瘸子就不会走路了。
The lame cannot walk.
本来他不会行道的。
They cannot do the truth.
现在来教会。
Now they come to the church.
神加他的力量。
And God gives them the strength.
他就可以跳起来，就可以走路了。
They can walk and leap.
哑巴的舌头能歌唱。
The tongue of the dumb sing.
有时候我们的嘴都是讲世界的话。
Sometimes our mouths only speak of worldly things.
那现在舌头也开通了。
But now the tongue is able to sing.
能够歌唱就是能够颂赞神。
We are able to sing praises to God.
这个也是很大的改变。
This is also a great change.
从讲世界的话变成讲神的话。
From speaking the things of the world to the things of heaven.
这样可以让人得到造就。
And this will edify others.
如果我们看再看第八节。
Verse 8. A highway shall be there and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others.
这里讲说这个有一条路啊，叫做大道。
There is a highway.
它是圣路。
It is a highway of holiness.
这条路是专为俗民行走的。
And it is especially for the people of God.
这个路是什么？
And what is this?
就是大卫讲的义路。
It is the path of righteousness spoken by David.
这个路就是主耶稣讲，我就是道路。
This is the path that Jesus said, I am the way.
就是要引导我们到父那里去。
It is the way that will direct us to God.
这条叫做圣路。
This is the holy highway.
那行走的人愚昧也不至于失迷。
And whoever walks on the road, although a fool, shall not go astray.
所以如果我们常常都来聚会，
if we come to service often,
来敬拜神，
to listen, to worship God.
虽然在世界上不是很聪明，
even though we may not be very smart,
但是人生你不会迷失啊。
But you will not be lost in your life.
因为有一条路通天，我们就是走在上面。
Because there is a way to heaven, and I'm walking on it.
所以为什么一定要来教会？
So that's why we need to come to church.
因为这个沙漠会变成一个充满着生命的一个花园。
Because the desert shall become a garden that is full of life.
好，再看第九节。
Verse 9.
在你那里没有狮子猛兽。
No lion shall be there or any ravenous beast.
所以我们在教会久了，你就发现如果狮子猛兽不改变了，神会改变它。
So if you've been in church long enough, you will realize that if the lions or ravenous beasts don't change themselves, then God will change them.
如果神来改变一个人，那这个就有一段过程了。
So if God changes someone, then there's a process to it.
所以敬畏神的人自己会改变了。
Those who fear the Lord will change themselves.
因为神的宝座在这里。
Because the throne of God is here.
我们知道神会是恩典，但是神也会审判。
We know that God gives blessing, but He also judges.
好，我们再来看35节。
35。
35章。
Chapter 35.
第十节。
Verse 10. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
我们读到第十节，真的给我们很大的安慰。
So verse 10 comforts us.
永乐必归在他们头上。
The everlasting joy shall be on their heads.
永乐。
Everlasting joy.
在这一块地里面的永远的快乐。
There is everlasting joy in this on this land.
为什么？因为这里有神嘛。
Because God is here.
然后他们必得欢喜快乐。
They shall obtain joy and gladness.
最后一句， 忧愁叹息尽都逃避。
Sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
真的，一个人开始在追求神。
When somebody seeks after God,
喜乐越来越增加。
They will find that their joy increases.
忧伤痛苦渐渐就离开了。
And all sorrows will gradually disappear.
这是何等的美好。
This is so wonderful.
所以我们每一个人都要以教会做我们的家。
So all of us need to make the church our home.
做一个神的殿。
We have to make it a God's temple.
我们努力来爬这一座山。
So let us take the effort to climb up this mountain.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn
158首
158.